Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Volition RX, a multinational epigenetics company, revolutionizing cancer diagnosis with the development of simple, easy-to-use, cost-effective blood tests involving a range of cancers and other diseases. Volition's clinical trials in human health have shown promising results in detecting several cancer types, including colorectal, lung, and a variety of blood-borne cancers. Volition RX. Web address, volition.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill is with me. And we're very pleased to welcome our longtime colleague, Nouri Turkel. Nouri is significant informant about the fate of the Uyghur peoples of Xinjiang, East Turkestan. Nouri is co-founder of the Uyghur Human Rights Project. Also, importantly, he's a commissioner of the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. Nouri, because we are one more time flabbergasted at the conduct of the People's Republic of China in the face of international condemnation, I read this fact. The United States State Department and the parliaments of Canada and the Netherlands have determined that China's conduct also constitutes genocide under international law. Genocide. That is the ultimate condemnation of a sovereign state. Genocide. The new Biden administration, taking some time to get organized, developing policies. So far, have you seen from the Biden administration significant policies that speak to genocide? Policies across the board, not just on the matter of the State Department, but on the matter of, say, climate or trade or the Olympics. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. Thank you for having me on. And I appreciate your continued report of these atrocities committed in the daylight against the Uyghurs and others in Xi Jinping's China. The Biden administration from January 19th publicly been saying things such as the United States will do everything to stop the slave labor-produced products coming to the United States and stop U.S. technology going to facilitate, either wittingly or unwittingly, the ongoing genocidal campaign. That was already in the works by the previous administration. To date, counting both the policy announcements or decisions made by both Trump and Biden administration, there are about 75 actions been taken. That includes global Magnitsky sanction. That includes sanctioning of individuals, entities, as well as the visa restriction, and also putting an export ban on several Chinese entities. So the all the policy decision has been made. And I think that one other thing that they need to make announcement or move as fast as possible is the Olympic, Winter Olympics. The longer this debate continues, however healthy that debate is, the beneficial to the Chinese authorities to continue the genocidal campaign. We have to go bold, tiptoeing around, doing playing a word game back and forth, as some governments did, is not going to help. This is about us. This is about U.S. government and our traditional partners and allies to come together to address this statewide slavery that the world is continuing to buying. The China's continued breach of its international obligation under the treaties that they signed on. And also it's about the threat to civil liberties and democratic freedom around the world. This is not staying within the China sphere. This has been expanded. we need to make a full stop on this. We already seen the erosion, upending democratic freedom in Hong Kong. The question is, who's next?
Gordon, you have a question for Nuri.
Nuri, Beijing is going to field the team at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo, as well as the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Do you expect that there'll be many Uyghur, Kazakh, Kyrgyz athletes? And the reason why I ask the question is because in 1963, the International Olympic Committee banned participation by South Africa in Olympic competition because a significant portion of the South African population was not permitted to participate in sport. It seems to me we've got the same situation right now with the Turkic minorities. What do you see in terms of the numbers of Uyghurs and others on China's Olympic teams?
I don't have any confidence in the current regime in Beijing doing the right thing. They are belligerent. They're a bunch of bullies. You know, they've been acting out in some ways, saying things like Xinjiang, what they call Uyghurs homeland, is beautiful. Therefore, there's no genocide. That's what they have, at best in their justification in public statements. So I have no confidence. And also knowing, the racist history of the CCP, I would be hard pressed to even imagine that the athletes from Tibet, East Turkestan, the Uyghurs and Tibetan people were very good, so as the Mongolians in sports activities. The Uyghurs are probably some of the best soccer players in the whole, PRC. Sphere. And also the Uyghurs are very good at other traditional sports, basketball, volleyball. But I don't think, based on what we know, since the state-sponsored violence started against Uyghur people, even somebody who was glorifying the Chinese soccer team end up spending time in a concentration camp. So I would be hard-pressed to believe even that China will do what the reasonable people will ask, allowing non-Han Chinese individuals to participate. We have seen this movie before. The Hitler excluded Jewish athletes in the 1936 Olympics. We've seen this movie before, in the practice of Hitler. He used the 1936 to normalize his regime. 3 years later, he invaded Europe. Are we going to see, should we worry about Xi Jinping invading Taiwan after this? I think that's a legitimate question, a reasonable question to ask and discuss broadly.
Nuri, what is the quality and quantity of information coming out of Xinjiang? Are there good sources that you can point to, or is it fog of genocide?
It's not a fog of genocide. At least four of the five legal requirements for genocide under the Genocide Convention meets the Chinese conduct against the Uyghurs, or China's atrocities against the Uyghurs. The information that we have on the forced sterilization, prevention of Uyghur population growth, just 25% in the year 2019 alone, was relied based on the open source information that the China has, bragging about how successful that they are or have been preventing Uyghur population growth. That is one of the legal requirements. And also the other one is also very significant. Through their propaganda documentaries, public statements, they were bragging about the Uyghur kids being sent to quote-unquote boarding school. Those boarding schools are a children's concentration camp. We're talking about 500,000 to 800,000 Uyghur children being sent to or separated from their families and sent to the children's concentration camps. And three, they are in the slow motion killing of the Uyghurs. You don't have to engage in mass killing. Some people falsely claiming that is the key requirement. And also we have sexual violence victims been testifying from the United States, from Europe, and from Central Asia about very similar pattern of practice. If you know, if you even coach them, they will not be that consistent. They don't even know each other. They've been testifying publicly, sharing their gruesome experience. In one instance, a U.S.-based camp survivor said that she was hardly able to move, and yet masked three, four gangsters in the concentration camp raped her. So rape, sexual violence against individuals is one of the most effective methods that the perpetrators use in the genocidal campaign, in addition to the demonization, dehumanization, and the focusing and targeting children and women. So where do I begin? This is a clear case. This is not some opinion leaders discussing. It is what it is not. This is a policy decision, political decision made by Secretary Pompeo and endorsed by Secretary Blinken. This is a bipartisan decision. United States government does not make this kind of decision lightly. This is just the sixth time since the U.S. ratified the Genocide Convention in 1988, doing something similar. Let's don't forget, this is, you know, anyone who think, who mistakenly believe that the United States is playing with fire or politicizing the Uyghur genocide is wrong, because country as such as ours have a intimate economic relationship with PRC would not put itself in this kind of situation. It is for political position. Why do we do this? Because this is what Americans do, speaking out when this kind of crimes committed against religious ethnic minority. This is about American values. This is what our country stands for. So anyone who's trying to minimize the effect of this or try to politicize by saying that so-and-so that made a political decision is dead wrong.
Nuri Turco, Commissioner on the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
People often ask, what's next? At Torrington Savings Bank, we think the real question is, what if? What if you had a financial partner who genuinely cared about getting you from where you are today to where you want to be tomorrow? We're that partner. Whether you want to simplify your banking, make your next move, or prepare for next quarter, we're with you all the way. So stop by, because tomorrow looks great from here. Torrington Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Router, router, down my hall. How can I gain fast Wi-Fi speeds for all? All things streaming and all things fun. Eero Mesh Wi-Fi helps get things done. Upgrade your router to Eero and you shall see. Fast, reliable internet for you and me. Shop our best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals now, like 40% off Eero Pro 6E and more on Eero.com. That's Eero.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.